Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
What did we just watch?
We just watched NXT TakeOver Dallas.
Was that supposed to be like...
Dallas. In a world where men and women compete in a squared circle in Dallas.
You know what? I'll take it. I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah?
It was pretty good.
That's an understatement.
I was trying to slow play it.
Okay. It started off not very good.
Well, all right. Yeah. Okay. So first match was NXT Tag Team Champions.
The Revival. Yep.
Which I like the Revival. I think they're pretty good. Versus American Alpha, which are okay.
Their name reminds me of the American Males. American Males. Buff Bagwell.
Oh, no.
Did you ever hear this song?
That was the whole song. Yes, I've heard American Males.
American Males.
American
Males.
America Alpha is, I will say, a lot better than what they used to be. I've bitched about them in the past.
They were bland. Both these teams were bland. They are great wrestlers, though. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty, really solid match.
Their Revival is getting so much better now.
Oh, they're good heels.
There's old school heels doing dirty pins, all that jazz.
Whatever happened to the Vault Villains?
They're buried. It's over.
Fucking blue pants.
I don't even
know. Hey, Leva Bates. You should totally be on our podcast.
Yeah.
So we love you.
Blue pants. You know, I've been bad. I haven't really watched any NXT episodes in quite some time because I've just been waiting for Shinsuke to pop up. I haven't really given a shit about anything else.
What a letdown, right?
So, yeah, okay, kid. So, Vaudevillains, I don't really know where they've been.
Are
they buried? Somebody let me know.
Oh, they have.
I don't know what's
be.
Going on. This match is pretty good. American Alpha won.
Yep, they are the new tag team champions.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
Of course, I want Enzo and Cass to have it. But they're supposed to be brought to main roster, possibly.
I think they missed their shot
at
NXT Gold, unfortunately. Yeah. Hopefully, they'll come up and beat the New Day.
Oh, my God. The day, it's going to come when we see New Day, Enzo and Cass beefing. And it's going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah. It's going to be so great.
This match was really good. They had a really bad botch where there's a botchamania.
Terrible. There was a botchamania.
It was pretty bad because he wasn't even close.
It's really bad timing.
What was the spot that was happening?
It was like a doomsday device splash thing, something like that. Mm-hmm. And they missed their timing. So the dude just fell to the ground. Gable or Clark or whoever the other one is. Jordan.
One of them.
Clark and Gable. American,
you know what? I'm okay with it.
It doesn't matter.
It wasn't the most memorable match in the world for me. There were a couple of really cool things, like the double DDT that happened.
I love the stuff that Dash and Dawson, the Revival, were doing to stop the tags, like when they'd hide under the ring to pull the legs of the opponent, or I just really, it's something they did at a Roadblock as well.
Yeah.
When they shoulder tackled Enzo.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that.
Or the dirty pin where he held his feet down with the
towel. So the ref can see. I really enjoy that stuff a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot.
Other than that, it was good.
It was a good match.
Solid match. The next match.
Not so good.
Not so good.
Austin Aries made his debut.
Yes.
And fought your boy, Baron Corbin.
I don't know how many times I have to say that I fucking hate Baron Corbin. I could do an entire episode on every reason why I hate Baron Corbin.
What do you describe him as?
A fucking edgelord that just posts Slipknot lyrics on Instagram and fucking skulls, and it's just stupid. I hate him.
He's terrible. He's bland.
The only good thing is his finisher.
His finisher's awesome.
Ender Days is sweet.
Good luck doing anyone your size or bigger. I don't blame Austin Aries for this match being boring.
Yeah.
Even though I don't like Austin Aries.
Well, the hard thing with this is that what we were talking about, I was like, anybody but Baron Corbin would have been great. And really, Apollo Crews is like the only other person that I can
Baron
think of.
Baron Corbin dwarfed Austin Aries in this.
Yeah.
Fucking dwarfed him. But I don't like either guy. I didn't like Austin Aries in TNA.
Yeah, I never.
I just thought he was a douchebag. And not like character wise. He himself, I feel like, is a douchebag. And I don't care about him. He's a piece of shit.
He didn't really do anything.
They can say it was storyline. I know you didn't watch it, but he got in the face of Chrissy Hemme.
Oh, okay.
And really degraded her.
Yeah, I remember
storyline or not.
Yeah, because when he debuted or whatever, I immediately called you and I was like, "Who the fuck is this person?"
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, the piece of shit that harassed a woman on live fucking TV." I don't know if it was part of the storyline or not. I doubt it because she fucked up his name. Maybe it was she said his name wrong and he just berated her for it. Could be in his heel gimmick, whatever. I don't like it.
Yeah,
because she looked legitimately uncomfortable. I haven't liked him since. And I thought even in TNA, thought he was a bit overrated. He's just a glorified cruiserweight.
Yeah, was he even like a top dude in TNA?
Oh, yeah, he was the end. And he was X Division champ, stuff like that. He's not bad, but whatever.
Yeah, TNA is the only company that I know like absolutely nothing about.
You're not missing much.
See, that's why I don't really care to go back and watch TNA or anything like that.
Yeah, the only people they had decent are slowly making their way to NXT.
Yeah, like Samojo. AJ Styles. Was he bigger in TNA or was he bigger in New Japan?
He was huge in both. Okay. He was the top guy in TNA for a long time until Hogan came around.
See, because AJ Styles, when he debuted, I didn't really know him too much, but that was just because I knew him as one of the guys in Bullet Club. He was okay. I just never really watched him wrestle that much because whenever I watched the New Japan stuff, I was focusing on, like, you know, Shinsuke, obviously.
Yeah.
But AJ Styles is really good. And when he debuted, he did a lot of stuff that really got me into the AJ Club. Austin Aries, not really.
Give him time, I guess. Put him against Samoa Joe. They fought before. I say that. I feel like I say that a million times with Samoa Joe. Yeah. Have people fight Samoa Joe and AJ Styles. You may not want to admit TNA exists. We all know TNA exists. I don't know how they're going to get away with it with Bobby Roode, who was in the crowd.
True.
Because I don't know that he's wrestled anywhere other than TNA. That's where people are going to know him from.
Yeah, because he never did Ring of Honor, did he?
Probably. Everybody freaking does Ring of Honor. So I don't
know.
Did
Dusty Rose do
Dusty Rose did not do Ring of Honor, no.
Baron Corbin didn't even hit the end of days. That was the only thing that he could have done.
Because he lost.
I know, which is good.
And they didn't let Austin Aries hit a finisher.
What is his finisher?
I don't remember. I want to say it's some top rope thing. Or is it a flipping, not flipping as a, like, does he flip into a pile driver or power? I don't know. I haven't watched TNA in a long time because it's on a channel that no one in America has.
I have it.
I think it's on Pop now.
Oh, is it
on? I don't think it's on Destination America anymore.
Oh, no.
I think it's on Pop.
That was my only go-to.
And they don't do pay-per-views as far as I could tell, because fourth wall here, we were looking to find one to buy or to rent so we could record an episode on it. I can't find them.
Yeah, that's right, because we looked at it in the last one.
They have
like
their one night only.
Or whatever.
And that's about it. So I don't know if they do Slammiversary and that kind of stuff anymore.
Hmm.
If anybody knows, let us know. I'd love to subject Lincoln to fucking TNA.
Do they have like a... They don't have like a streaming service, do they?
I don't know. I have never followed them this much. They can't keep on TV. They should go to streaming.
Yeah.
But they're losing everybody.
Yeah, who's even on the roster anymore?
Their top two guys aren't re-signing. It's Bobby Roode and Eric Young.
Yeah, and Bobby Roode is obviously not going to...
Well, not obviously. James Storm.
True. Yeah, I
James Storm is
that.
In TNA. But Bubba Ray was a big top guy. Mr. Kennedy, who I don't know if... Or Mr. Anderson, I think he got fired.
The Storm thing
Kurt
is so
Angle.
Weird because is he still even, like...
Was he under contract at all at NXT?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering because how many fights did he have? Like two?
Maybe.
Because there's the one when he debuted, obviously. I forget exactly who he was against.
Like CJ something.
Yeah. And then that's all I remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I did remember another NXT person that they could have put Austin Aries against.
Mojo?
No, not Mojo. They could have.
Hype?
Never, no. Hey,
you know, Lincoln? You want to know something about Mojo? Little fact I'll let you in on. Did you know he doesn't actually get hyped? Motherfucker stays hyped. Like, it's hard to believe, I know, right? But he does.
What's the guy's name that is the drifter with the guitar?
I don't know.
He's fucking terrible. Just put Austin Aries. Just have him job the fuck out of that match.
Yeah, you have plenty of guys he could have fought. But Baron Corbin, as much as you hate him,
I
don't like him. He is one of their big guys.
I know that there are a lot of people that like Baron Corbin. And that's perfectly fine. You can like Baron Corbin.
Austin Aries could have had a better match with, let's say, Alex Riley.
Yeah.
Or I suggested Bo Dallas is just in that fucking tournament.
They should have just brought Breeze down.
Bring down Breeze. Bring down Bo.
God, just fucking bring Breeze.
Bring down these
NXT.
Guys. Your NXT on its nose and let them put on a hell of a fucking match.
Yeah. Because
instead, you're going to put them in a match that will air only on the USA Network at WrestleMania. Just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Good job, Bray Wyatt. Top guy. You're going to be out. Where are you going to be for Mania? Fucking USA. You don't even make the pre-show, you scum. Fucking scum.
But Kyle, the Wyatts have a new shirt.
I don't give a fuck.
It's on sale. You can get 30% off.
Well, right maybe now. We can buy it on the USANetwork.com. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
stuff.
That is really... It's very bizarre that... Like, I understand if they would have that on USA and then also
and the
on
network.
The network. Yeah.
But if you look at what they're selling for the pre-show, it's Usos, Dudleys, and the Divas match. Eva Marie made the pre-show.
Oh, that's right.
And Big Show, Kane, Wyatt's. Nope. Not you.
Nope. Nothing.
Nope.
Kyle.
Sad life we live.
I am so excited to talk about this next match.
The next match was for the women's title. It was
Don't you
Bayley.
Fucking do Don't you fucking do this to me. No.
No, it was. It was absolutely Bayley. And
no, it was not.
No, yeah. There was only four matches. We went Bayley and Asuka, and then we went Finn Balor and Samoa Joe.
No.
Oh, you're talking about that fucking shit. Okay. The bathroom break match.
Oh, my God.
The best match on... I won't say it was the best match on the card because I think...
Yeah, because it fucking was.
I think the last three, getting a little bit ahead, were very evenly great.
I disagree.
I thought they were...
That's not just fanboying over Shinsuke. Ranking the matches, Shinsuke, Zayn, women's title, Joe.
We'll get into why the last one suffered a little bit, and yeah. I don't think we can blame the match for that.
But you kind of can,
yeah,
honestly.
But it wasn't the wrestlers.
Yeah. But it kind of was, though. Okay, let's talk about Zayn.
Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sami Zayn.
It was fucking amazing.
It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
This match would have been shit on the main roster, though.
Oh, yeah, no.
This is very slow, and it built. Mm-hmm. Built up about the 15-minute mark. This was a Japanese match. It really was. This match was straight out of New Japan.
Second of it.
Which we thought it would be, because Shinsuke obviously hasn't adapted fully to the style here yet, like Asuka has. I mean, we've seen a progression in her.
Oh, yeah.
We will here as well. Absolutely fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
His theme was amazing.
Yeah, I was so scared about
his theme. He's still doing his same entrance. Mm-hmm. The only thing different is they renamed his finisher.
Which
I'm fine with.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely fine with that. He didn't change anything.
Well, his ring gear is a little, not his ring gear necessarily, but like he comes out in that big black studded thing.
Yeah.
Which I still thought that was cool.
He chose it.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, his style, his...
Everything was the same.
His persona.
All his banter. Oh my God.
Is absolutely great.
And I was so scared. I was so scared that they were going to fucking just change everything.
They won't change anything. We'll just see where it goes from here.
Mm-hmm.
See how, because I think the hard part is going to be how well do guys work with him. So we'll see.
I'm not too worried about that, especially because how well Asuka's been able to work with everybody.
Yeah.
She's been, you know, multiple.
But like they started her like Eva Marie and worked her way up.
True. With Shinsuke, I don't think that you can start him out as just super small.
No, well, the problem with NXT right now too is they don't really have that many names.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Shinsuke fight Baron Corbin.
It'll happen, but
I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm super excited to see him and Finn Balor.
Oh, it's gonna be
amazing. I want to see that again bad. Samoa Joe, I don't know if he's ever fought Samoa Joe.
I don't think so.
Samoa Joe fought New Japan here and there though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or am I making that up?
I'm pretty sure he did, but I can't remember any memorable. He might have done it on just a pay per view I haven't seen.
Yeah, I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm so excited for these guys to do some crossover stuff with AJ Styles. Mm-hmm. I want that so bad.
God, AJ Styles and Shinsuke is going to be so great.
Guys that you know can go with his style.
Mm-hmm.
And Sami Zayn, I give him all the credit in the world.
Oh, yeah.
He was great.
Yeah, for his opening match, I figured that, you know, the strong style of wrestling that he does, I was really hoping that they were going to showcase it in this match and then gradually tone it down.
Which they
will. Like they did with Asuka.
Yeah.
And yeah, Sami Zayn took some hits.
Yeah, he did. He got popped pretty good.
And then, well, Shinsuke got popped too because he started bleeding.
Yeah, he's bleeding. So
there's a lot of blood this pay-per-view.
Yeah, more so than usual. But they did not stop this match 20 times because of the blood.
They did not. It was great. It was everything I wanted out of Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke. Did I just turn 13?
Oh, our little baby's all grown up.
The only thing that I really wish they would have let happen was the through the ropes DDT from Zayn.
Because I love that move from Sami Zayn. He hasn't done it in a long time. The only other thing I could think that kind of took away from this match a little bit. Is I wish people wouldn't have known it's Sami Zayn's last match in NXT.
True.
I think it took away from the Shinsuke's here. He won. He's celebrating. Oh, no, thank you, Sammy. It was awesome. There's still awesome moments. I wish they would have given Shinsuke more. Give more of that limelight.
It'll come.
It will get there. He's going to have that belt. I think he'll be the he'll be the one to beat the champion. I almost just said who won the last match.
Oh no, you can't do that yet.
I think he'll be one of the next ones with that belt around his waist, and he absolutely deserves it.
And you know, I'm really torn with Shinsuke.
I can see him being in NXT for a while.
See, that's the thing. I'm trying to think of how long did I want him to be in NXT. I think that if he's there for like a year, that'll be good because he does need to work on getting more accustomed to
English.
Yeah, English, from my understanding with him, he's pretty good at understanding English,
but
not the greatest.
Like when he did his little promo that he was coming here, it was really, I mean, hard to understand. Yeah. So he'll get there. I'm not saying he needs to speak English, or I suggested bringing him to main roster and put him with Heyman.
Oh my God.
That would be fucking amazing. But, you know, we'll see.
We
now have him, Asuka, and Kenta, or Itami. It's fucking amazing. Like,
yeah.
And who else is getting ready to come up, Lincoln?
Motherfucking Ibushi.
It's going to be great. I'm excited for NXT. I think it makes sense now of we were worried about, like, all these people are going to the main roster. Their divas are... I'm wondering divas-wise.
Divas is still rough.
They're not divas in NXT. Well, women.
Yeah.
Which ones are going
to... God, I'm so used to saying divas. But, luckily, that'll be over.
Hopefully. If the rumor is true, the Divas title will be gone the day after Mania and will be the women's title. Holy Jesus, thank you.
Yeah.
Start treating them like fucking humans. So I'm curious if we have any more women coming in, though. I think we will.
I was thinking about the women in NXT, and I feel like there's a lot that they're not necessarily utilizing correctly.
Like fucking Blue Pants. I'm pretty sure they got rid of her.
I think she's still on there. If she is,
she needs to be on there more. She's really fucking good. I don't think she
is. When's the last time she even fucking wrestled, though?
I don't think she's on there. I think she's in Shine or whatever it's called now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think I read about that.
I'm pretty sure she's the champion there because she's really fucking good.
Yeah.
I want that fucking Queen of Cosplay on NXT. I really like her. I want her back. We should get her on the podcast.
I think. No, Blue Pants isn't going to be on the podcast.
It's not her fucking name. Don't call her Blue Pants.
Do you think she'd really get upset if I called her Blue Pants?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Blue Pants is way easier to say.
Yeah, but she's way cooler as... I'm probably saying her name wrong. It's probably Leva, but I'm pretty sure it's Leva.
Nah, whatever.
Leva Bates. I don't know. Sidetracked. She's really good. Check her out.
Alexa Bliss is one that I personally really like.
She's getting better.
She's getting much better. And I would
Dana
enjoy
Brooke.
Dana Brooke I'm starting to like.
See, I don't like Dana
Brooke. I used to fucking hate her.
Nia Jax fell off the face of the planet.
Good. Because I'm fucking over it.
Eva Marie, she's back up on main roster, apparently, at least for Mania.
I think she's probably going to stay main roster.
I don't think so. I think they just brought her up because it's a total Divas team.
Really?
Yeah.
No, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
She's not ready for main roster. Actually, the main roster women's are...
Pretty solid right now.
Pretty solid, yeah. They have quite a few.
If they would utilize them correctly, we haven't seen Paige in fucking God knows how long.
She's in that match. She's on Team Total Divas.
I know, but I'm talking about before that. How many months has it been?
Blame Total Divas. It's probably been a filming thing.
Yeah. Has she been on Raw or SmackDown at all?
She's been on Raw.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I haven't seen
She just fought Emma, who's on the main roster now.
Okay.
Which I love Emma, so I'm really glad to see her not dancing like a fucking moron with Santino.
Yeah.
Pissed me off. God.
So with...
So if it takes sending them back down to let you be good, Bo Dallas, get your ass back to fucking Orlando, because you're better than this.
With Shinsuke Nakamura. I don't think I've ever talked to you about, like, what are your thoughts about WWE essentially trying to take all the stuff from New Japan recently? Like, Kenny Omega was offered, like, 8 different times last year for contracts?
I don't know. what it tells to me is WWE either sees them as competition, which I wouldn't say they are at all, or they just realize... Their wrestlers are better than ours.
Yeah.
That's really what it boils down to me is those guys are better than Cena. They're better than... If they let AJ Styles shine, he will overshadow everyone in that fucking company. The top guys.
Yeah.
The Ortons and Cenas and Reigns, Ambrose. Maybe not Rollins.
Not Rollins, no.
Seth Rollins is really fucking good.
I will say I am a big, big... defender of Seth Rollins in saying that I do think that he is the next top guy.
If he needs to be.
Like, he is like the next, like, Bret Hart.
Yeah, I'd say amazing. I compare it more to Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels? Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Especially if he comes back as a face, because did you notice, like, when he was in the Shield in their face, he was more high flying and became a heel, and he got rid of all that because people cheer high flying stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
It's brilliant. I really fucking like Seth Rollins. I hope he comes back healthy.
And great.
I hope he doesn't go the way of Daniel Bryan. I just want him to be around a long time.
Yeah, I mean, with the New Japan thing, I'm a huge New Japan mark. Mm-hmm. I love New Japan. I'm really conflicted because, in a way, I do think that WWE sees them as not like big competition necessarily.
But I don't think they see them as competition at all.
Really not even like the slightest?
No, because they will mention the That's histories right. of yeah, these people in New Japan.
They won't do that with stuff. Why the fuck do they think TNA is competition then? New Japan is way more competition than TNA.
I don't think they see TNA as competition. They just don't want to acknowledge it. Shit.
Oh, okay.
Like, they never mentioned, oh, they're here from WCW. Not so much.
Okay. Yeah.
I think one of WWE's big problems is it doesn't have competition. Sadly, its biggest competitor is its own fucking show.
Yeah.
And NXT, which I will tell you right now, TakeOver, watch it. We haven't watched Mania yet. It's going to be so much fucking better than WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So much better.
Hey, man, Shane versus Taker.
That will be Shane the best match. That's going to be the best match on the card. You know this.
Yeah, I do. I wish it wasn't. I wish
Brock and Dean is just going to be, oh, we're going to fight with weapons in the crowd.
Know. I still kind of think that's going to be a good match.
They're just going to fight with weapons in the crowd. It's going to be shit.
In the crowd?
It's a fucking street fight. But it's going to be a good. Shit. Street fights are never good. It's going to be shit. I don't care what people say. When you have to resort to fucking gimmicks and weapons, you don't have confidence in your match.
Okay.
Nobody gives a fuck about Reigns because they know he's going to win.
Yeah.
I love the New Day. I don't give a fuck that they're fighting the League of Nations.
Yeah.
Ryback and Kalisto can die in a fire together in this sweet embrace. I don't care. Is that it? The ladder match will be fine.
Yeah.
Even though they had to throw in the scrubbiest of scrubs.
Yeah, that's it. That's yeah. It's
fucking Sin Cara and Stardust and Zack Ryder.
I mean, really, the Divas match is the one that I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah, because, the triple threat.
Well, that's the one that I don't know who's going to win.
No,
I love that feeling.
I think story-wise, that's the one they're promoting the best. Mm-hmm. People can say Shane and Taker. They're not. Hey, I'm old and I want the company. Hey, I'm old and I want my career. Let's fight. Fight, fight, fight. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. They wouldn't. We'll get to that later. I'm already ready to bitch about something I haven't fucking watched.
It's gonna be great.
All right, so Shinsuke and Zayn, fucking amazing.
Hold Everything on. You got. I have one more tangent thing.
Starts going slow though. I'm just gonna keep talking over you.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I will say there are two people from New Japan that if WWE snatched them from the clutches of New Japan, I would be okay with, and that is Kushida and Kenny Omega.
Okay. I don't think Kenny Omega's going.
I don't think he will.
He's had his chance.
And the thing with Kenny that really sucks is that I want him in WWE because he's so fucking good. I love him so much. The thing that sucks is that he is also so fucking good in New Japan and all of his stuff with the Elite and Bullet Club. I don't want to lose that. But I also kind of want him WWE. It's hard.
I'd say something they should have done that WCW did back in the day, like when they had the NWO and stuff, they had a deal.
Yeah.
To where guys would appear on both shows.
I wish they would do that.
Vince won't, though.
I know. And it's fucking stupid.
He doesn't want to direct his audience to better wrestling.
And there's the whole thing with the Elite, which is, you know, Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks, where they want to do a match with New Day.
Never happened. It will never fucking happen.
I know it won't. It fucking sucks. Because you know how great that would be?
Yeah, but...
Well, here's the thing.
You think New Japan's going to be open to Vince after he's taken their top guys?
True.
Fuck no.
And recently they've been trying to get Bullet Club. Like the actual title of Bullet Club and the logo and
no
stuff.
No way.
Which I read about that and they're way more pissed off that they even like attempted that than anything. Yeah.
But you know the right amount of money. They will sell that in a fucking heartbeat.
No.
Because it's business. At the end of the day, it's still business. We'll see. I don't think it needs to be Bullet Club. I really don't.
Yeah.
It's fun to call it something. You already have Balor Club shirts.
Yeah.
Just make it fucking Balor Club. Even though that sounds silly, just make it Balor Club.
Yeah, because a theory that people were having was that the Elite is just because the New Japan is selling Bullet Club. They're trying to make something different. I don't agree with that. I think that's just tinfoil hat shit. But I do it because I think it would benefit both.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Because Japan does like WWE.
Yeah.
And another thing that New Japan needs to do is that, yes, you can technically buy a streaming, the streaming service from them, that, you know, they have like the network, but it's all in Japanese and you have to go through currency transfer.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's super easy. It could be super easy. I'm just fucking stupid. I wish that they had like an English, whatever. It's weird. It's a weird thing because like Shinsuke coming to WWE is huge and I fucking love it.
Yeah. Just wait till the next like time they do a special in Japan. Look who now the WWE is bringing.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, Shinsuke, like all Asuka, yeah. Finn Balor, all of these fucking people that they now miss that were taken.
Yeah. Taken too young.
I mean, look at how well they could, look at how well they could sell in Japan now.
True. Yeah.
To me, it's smart. There's a large market there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all business. Vince isn't dumb.
And Kenny Omega is too much of a fucking weeaboo to move back to America. I truly believe that he just loves Japan too much to come, which is perfectly fine. He's the top dude in New Japan, or arguably the top dude in New Japan right now. In my opinion, I think he's like the top because he sells fucking shirts for days, him and the Young Bucks. Anyways, I digress.
About this match.
Huluva kick did not happen.
Nope, he missed it. It was attempted.
Yeah.
It was attempted.
Which I'm glad.
Yep, I'm glad
he attempted. I was scared that there was going to be a Huluva kick and then it was just going to devolve into something.
The last thing you want to do is have somebody kick out of Sami Zayn's finisher when he's going to Mania.
True.
He looked very strong in this match.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of moves he hasn't done in a while.
Yeah, he pulled out some submission stuff.
He did the Koji Clutch and it was good.
What's Shinsuke's finisher called now?
Fuck. It's capital Zaire.
Is it just Zaire?
Kashish.
Whatever. It was still great.
They changed the name to something else, which, whatever. Fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Great fucking match. Shinsuke wins, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Sami Zayn has a little moment. Sami
Zayn looks strong. Looks good. Yeah. It was great.
God, I was so excited.
And then, so this match ends. And we're like, all right, where's the filler match before the next main event? Holy fuck, it's Bayley and Asuka.
Yeah, I was saying, I was like, I was pretty sure that there wasn't another match.
You know how WWE had the piss break matches in between? Mm-hmm. Not this one. Back to back to back with the three main matches.
See, this one just really, it started off pretty slow. I mean, there are a lot of people that are really into the tag team, whatever.
In all honesty, though, they should have used those two matches to break up.
Yeah, because they just start off super slow and then just built and built and built.
Which was great. But Bayley and Asuka was fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely loved it. This is the one I looked forward to the most because I'm a huge Bayley mark. I won't lie. And Asuka's awesome. No. She's only in, I won't say improved, but adapted.
Yeah, her she's style. Been way better. I was worried about her for a little bit because the next couple of NXTs after her debut weren't the greatest. But I think it was just because she was in that transition period.
Yeah, she was in that. I'm fucking brutal.
Yeah.
She still is. This was an excellent, excellent match.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny because going in, you said, we're talking about Bayley going to the main roster. Mm-hmm. I think she'll be great. Cena might be pissed because she's going to outsell him.
Yeah.
And your big thing was like, well, I think she needs to add more moves. She pulled out a lot of submissions in this.
She pulled out a lot of stuff. I was impressed.
Which I love that kind of ring psychology. If you're going against someone that will kick the shit out of you, literally, with their legs, kick you and submit you. So she was doing leg locks and not an arm bar, but she was targeting these... For God's sake, do that more in wrestling.
Mm.
Oh, somebody's finisher requires their leg. Why don't I target their fucking leg? And then Bayley gets her leg targeted as well. And you'll never guess this. John Cena, I want you to tune in right now. I want you to fucking listen. Listen to what she did. She was in a leg lock. She limped for a while afterwards. She sold this fucking injury. I mean, slow down, John. Slow down. I know I just blew your fucking mind. Wherever you are, stop fucking Nikki and listen to me. Sell a goddamn move. You can look strong in a match while making your opponent look strong. You don't need to always fucking bury him. And don't tell me it's creative. Creative's not going, you don't sell a goddamn move out there.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare don't make you
your... fucking do it. Don't you fucking say that hurt.
Don't you pretend this is real, you
You're
son
supposed
of a
to
bitch.
Be fucking Superman.
Don't you pretend this is real, unless it's Brock Lesnar.
And then it's fucking real.
You fucking lay down. You lay down for Brock. I 100% love this match. I love both of them. Asuka won, which is awesome.
This in the next match, I truly did not know who was going to win.
I didn't either, because they're both great, and I didn't care who won.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I wish happened on main roster more that...
Very true.
Even if I went in not liking either one of these two, or not giving a fuck, the match that they put on, I was invested.
Mm.
If Baron Corbin and Austin Aries would have put on a match to this caliber, we would have fucking loved it.
You would have heard me go, okay, Baron, you got
We're me. Not that much of fanboys. We're like, Baron Corbin, fuck him. I'll hate everything. We want to like all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of somebody with a shit personality, character.
Baron Corbin for me. My thing with Baron Corbin is that regardless of how I feel about him as a person, if he were to mix stuff up, go out, put on a fucking insane show, I'll have respect for him.
Yeah.
And he could prove me completely wrong. And one day I'm like, Kyle, I kind of like Baron Corbin. It's happened with fucking Eva Marie recently.
No. We never said we liked her. We said she could prove.
Instead of just outright hate, we've been talking about her.
I can tell you two that happened to me over the years is the Bella Twins.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're great, but I enjoy them now. And then on the flip side, Charlotte, we went the opposite way because her wrestling declined.
Yeah.
All I want is a good fucking match. I don't care about story arcs. That's one thing I love about NXT is the storyline. Hey, that belt you have? See that belt? I want it. All right, let's fight. That's all you fucking need. I don't like your face. I'm going to punch it. Bring it on.
Yeah, that's one thing with Paige, too. I truthfully didn't really care about Paige at all. She was cool. I was like, eh, whatever. And then I started watching her work, and then I realized she's actually very good.
I liked Paige a lot on NXT.
Yeah.
So,
because I've gone back and watched a lot of the early NXT stuff. The only thing with Paige is I wish the Total Divas thing wasn't.
I wish the Total Divas thing would go away, but it's not going to.
Yeah.
Just wait till the day that Sasha or Becky are fucking on it.
Ugh.
I don't know though. Those are all the ladies are just saying fuck the name of Divas.
Yeah.
We want it to be the women's title.
I don't think Becky would ever do it.
Yeah, I think she would.
Yeah, well,
I have a feeling if you said no, I won't do it, then Vince is like, have fun in TNA.
Yeah.
I don't know that they might have a choice. They might not. I mean, it's their job.
Mm-hmm.
If they say, you're going to go do this show for a while, it'd be like saying, I'm not going to be on SmackDown. Fuck you. You're going to be on the other show and you're going to like it. I don't know. The thing with WWE right now is if they were to let you go, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go?
He could be Bull Dempsey and just like float around or lie or whatever the fuck. He was literally asking for people to like book him for children's parties.
Yeah, he was just on the latest NXT.
Whatever. The end of this match did actually surprise me because I didn't think that they were going to Stone Cold it. That's why I call every time.
Well, other people have done it.
I know. That's just the only thing that I think of.
Well, it happened recently.
Whatever. Fuck you. Bayley passes out because Asuka puts her in the Asuka lock.
Hey, Asuka, don't name a move after yourself. It's stupid. You're not Taz. Just tell me. Yeah, Bayley.
What else are you going to call it?
What it is?
Give me a name right now.
Fucking cross your face chicken wing is what it is.
That sounds like the dumbest finisher I've ever heard. It's in my
what her life. Finisher is.
You know what sounds cool? Asuka Law.
It's also the Taz mission. Or you know what else it is? We see it in the next match. It's fucking Koji Clutch.
Or.
She has the same finisher that Smojo. Asuka Law. Whatever. Bayley fights this move. Fights out of it a couple times almost. It gets kind of like, she's in there a while.
Yeah.
She just passes the fuck out. So they made innocent Bayley. I thought it was great. She's kind of a badass.
Mm-hmm.
She refused to give up. She's seen it the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
I wish she would have sold it longer instead of waking up 2 seconds later.
Yeah. She passes out and then it's like 10 seconds and then she's up.
Yeah. So it was a great fucking match. I liked, again, Bayley won, lost clean.
Mm.
She still looks strong. Asuka looks strong. No one tonight looked weak.
No.
Not even Baron Corbin. He didn't job to Austin.
No, yeah, I mean, he didn't job, and, you know, the Revival didn't job to American Alpha. It was very back and forth.
Yeah.
That was one thing that I will definitely give that match, was that it was very, very back and forth.
So why do we have to job? I hope Triple H is listening. This is what they do with Roman Reigns. You carry him to a good match, even we will say, like, Reigns earned the title.
Yeah.
We'll be okay with it. We're not that much fucking shithole marks. It's okay. But the main event, Lincoln.
Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe.
And it was pretty good.
It was really good. Could have been better.
It could have been much better.
Do you want to describe Finn Balor's entrance first?
Finn Balor tried to do the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
And it was fucking dumb.
It was a little dumb. He should have committed more and like you said, like had a mask or something.
My big problem, he comes out with a chainsaw. And he's wearing the WrestleMania colors, not the next two, not blue and red. My problem with the chainsaw... is they're building up Dean Ambrose getting that fucking chainsaw at Mania.
Do you think that was Dean Ambrose's chainsaw? Like,
no, because his was orange.
Oh, okay,
the Terry Funk. How many goddamn chainsaws do we need?
A lot.
It didn't fit Finn Balor. He was just his normal self with a chainsaw. It was silly.
Yeah, because, you know, like the London one was still his entrance and still everything.
This wasn't. Like, he didn't do his entrance.
Yeah, he didn't actually. Yeah, he didn't do any of the hand things or anything. Did he even go in the corner? Now that I think about it,
I don't think so. And apparently, after Samoa Joe, somebody followed him down the ramp and dropped the title off because it's just in the middle of the ramp. After he's done chainsaw and it crawls to it. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it was kind of whatever.
Samoa Joe was a badass until he, like, what, 30 seconds into the match?
Yeah, it was very, very quick.
Goes to do like a knee strike to Finn Balor. Mm. Cracks his head on Finn Balor's head.
Well, it was more his eyebrow necessarily, but
it's still on his fuck. No, it was under his eye.
Oh, was it under the eye? Okay, I thought it was like eyebrow.
It was right on his bust, his cheekbone wide open.
Okay,
he was bleeding like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
and they kept stopping the match to take care of the blood. I understand the era we're in nowadays. You have to make sure it's not a bad cut. You have to stop the bleeding. The things the problem I have with this is growing up in the Attitude Era and before, they checked the cut 2 times, saw it wasn't a bad cut. People bleed all the fucking time. They used to. Yeah. Finn Balor's back is covered in Samoa Joe's blood. I get why they did it. I do. And I'm okay with it. It hurt the match. It slowed it down.
Well, it threw the pacing off because as soon as
this was a fast paced fucking match.
Yeah. Like, well, as soon as they started going into something that was kind of building,
then Samoa Joe would knock Finn Balor down and the trainer would run over. Yep. Like every opening they had. I get it. I'm not saying let the motherfucker bleed and don't check on him. Saying it did hurt the match.
It was just that
it's just funny to see how much they're like, oh my god, blood.
Yeah, you know, because they checked it like 2 times, and then I figured that was going to be it.
And then they checked it about 3 more times.
Yeah.
And they finally got the blood stopped, and the match went on.
Mm-hmm.
As planned. It's a really good match.
It was good. However, this is why it's not like my top for the night. It still goes in my problem with Finn Balor right now, is Roman Reigns in it right now, man. Sling blades all day.
That's always been an issue I've had with Finn Balor, is double stomps.
Mm-hmm. It was just sling blades and double stomps like normal, which granted they're great. I love the way that he does sling blades.
He needs more.
Yeah.
He needs more. And as much as I love him, he doesn't have the personality for us to overlook that he just has a couple moves and all he does is kick.
Yeah.
A good example there is Daniel Bryan. That's all he fucking did was kick, but we loved him because he had a good personality.
Mm-hmm.
Finn Balor wears makeup and carries a chainsaw, apparently, now. I love Finn Balor. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I've loved Devitt. I loved him for a long time. He needs more. I think when you have the, what's he call it? The coup de grace?
Coup de grace, yeah.
I'm glad it's not 100% his finisher now, even though it is, because, well, when you do a double stomp to the back in the match, and you do it standing in the match, and then you do it in the corner in the match, loses an impact when you do it off the top rope. I've already seen you do it 4 fucking times. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it just being like a signature move. I always thought that the Bloody Sunday would be much better, or whatever it's called now.
I think that's what it's called.
No, he changed it. Oh, did he? Pretty sure. I think it's like the 1338.
Oh, yeah. It's something date. Yeah. 1628 or something like that.
I would have preferred that to be his finisher.
I'm not a big fan on top rope finishers because you see him coming a mile away.
True.
I like the
setup and everything.
Yeah, I just don't like those.
And like they're really, they're really cool because you can spot them really nicely. Like Brooklyn. Let's use Brooklyn for an example. When he does a coup de grace, it's really fucking good during that one.
Yeah.
I really, really liked it because I thought that it was done very well.
Yeah.
But when you do it, every pay-per-view, and it's always the ending.
He needs more.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a lot of moves. And Samoa Joe's muscle buster in this looked fucking disgusting.
I loved it.
He should have won. Finn Balor retained.
I don't agree with it. That's another thing that really hurts.
I think Samoa Joe has earned that.
Such a fucking long time.
Either you're moving him up to the main roster, or you give him the fucking title.
Yeah.
As much as I love them both, he is better than Finn Balor.
Yeah.
The belt should be on Samoa Joe. Mm-hmm. Or you move him up to the main roster, which maybe they're going to.
That's what I thought. When I saw that Finn retained, my immediate thought was, well, okay. But then I was like, that could mean that main roster is
something
happening.
Even we talked about tonight. Like, we have strong concerns about Finn Balor if he comes up to the main roster.
Yeah.
Is it going to work? He needs more. That gimmick's not going to cut it on. He's going to be out of place on the main roster. His gimmick is.
The thing with Balor Club,
look silly.
Club and what they've been doing with it is really good. I just wish that he would commit to it.
I think they will when they come up.
Yeah.
Because he needs more. He needs something.
he needs to turn heel.
Can you see him cutting a promo against Roman Reigns? Roman Reigns it's sucks at a promo. But
believable,
can you...
not really. Not right now.
Or Ambrose. I'm just saying, yeah. Balor needs some work. He really does. Ambrose is another one. He has shit for wrestling moves, and he's really fucking sloppy in the ring. His personality carries him a long way. I love Finn Balor. Just
yeah, my thing with Finn is that I really, really love Finn. When I first started watching NXT...
You're wearing a shirt right now.
I am wearing a shirt tell right people now, that? Yeah, I'm wearing a Finn Balor shirt right now. When I first watched NXT, he was huge to me. I was like, holy shit. Like, not even the entrance. The entrance thing was really cool, but I loved...
The entrance is one of those, as cool as it is, it never has that impact it does the first time.
Oh, yeah. The first time I was like, holy shit.
And when he debuted, that's all I wanted.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see. How's he come out? How's he coming out?
Yeah.
Because I've watched a bunch of the Prince
and I still like it. I still like it when he does his entrance. Oh, I still throw my hands up in the air and everything. Yeah, it's great.
I still enjoy seeing him fight. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to think I hate him now.
Yeah.
I just think he needs more.
Yeah, that's another thing.
I don't want to see him fail on the main roster.
That's why I think I'm so critical of him. Because when I first started watching NXT, he was the one that I was really, really into. I was like, Finn Balor's fucking amazing. And then as I kept watching, I was realizing that there wasn't necessarily progression like I was hoping that there was.
Yeah.
Because I knew that NXT was the developmental. And I want him to succeed. I truly do. I think he's a great dude.
Yeah. Non-demon Balor needs to
come
into his own. Because that's what we would see on Raw and SmackDown. And I hope they wouldn't make him come out in that.
You know, that's why with Balor Club, if he can go back to how he was in Bullet Club... And just have it in Balor Club, perfect.
Yeah, which they may.
Which is my hope. The thing with him having the title now is that Balor Club in main roster does not look like a possibility anytime soon.
No.
Unless they just strip the belt from
him. They wouldn't strip the belt from
him.
Yeah,
they wouldn't.
But I guess who is there right now to take it from him? It has to be Nakamura, right?
Yeah.
Well, they keep saying Itami's coming back soon.
True.
I just wonder
if we have Ibushi coming now.
Yeah, but he's not going to come and take the fucking title.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, like, in the next 4 months. Let's say 4 months.
Yeah, he won't be taking the title in 4 months either. They won't push it that early.
You don't think they're going to? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Probably not. But well, probably not that many people are really...
I see a rematch between him and Samojo. They did do the WrestleMania 8 finish. Like, you thought I was going to say the Austin Britt finish, didn't you? The WrestleMania 8 finish between Bret Hart and... Roddy Piper for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
Where Finn Balor is locked in the Koji clutch and he runs up the ropes, flips over, and like a reversal pin. So it's one of those, it's a fluke win. That's how they can play it off.
I will say I major props for the end of it because I really, really like that.
Yeah.
It was not the Finn Balor does a coup de grace and pins him.
Yeah. No offense. That's another move that I think you just look weak losing to it.
I personally like the reversal ending. I would have liked. Imagine a world where Finn Balor wins against Samoa Joe via submission.
No, it wouldn't happen.
I know it wouldn't happen, but it would be amazing.
It would, but I wish Samoa Joe would have won the title.
Yeah.
I don't think Finn needs it anymore.
Finn doesn't because he needs...
The only thing I can think is they're setting up...
Finn needs to work on himself. He needs to treat himself.
Yeah, he just needs more. But you know what? I'll say the same thing about Roman fucking Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
He needs more.
You know,
Finn needs more than the demon gimmick.
Yeah.
Because he's going to look silly coming out, crawling and smoke and dancing around, followed by fucking Brock Lesnar bouncing down there.
True.
It's going to look like a kid going to. It just doesn't cut it in 2016.
But it's fun.
It is fun. I'm just saying on main roster.
But it's fun.
I don't think it's going to work.
Do you think I'll still do it at big events, you think?
Yeah, okay. I absolutely do.
Yeah, pay-per-views.
But that's where he needs to do it. It's fair and there. Like, he needs to establish his dominance and character and personality outside of the makeup. Because he is a different person. I think he feels more natural in the makeup, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's born for. He needs to establish that week-to-week, the Raw SmackDown Finn that we'll see if he's to come up to main roster.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. All in all, though, great fucking show.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
I love the last three matches. We know Lincoln's favorite was Shinsuke. I almost want to say Bayley and Asuka for me because we saw a new side of Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they put her over so fucking strong.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to see her come up to main roster. I know we worried about her at one point, but you look at her now and how her merchandise sells and how all the kids love her, all the adults love her. She is could elevate that women's division on the main roster so fucking far.
Mm-hmm.
To where people don't just like a couple of them. They're excited for the match. They're looking forward to like, holy shit, Bayley's going for the title at Night of Champions. We have to watch this match.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's there. I think she could really elevate it the way Lita and Trish did. In more ways than even Charlotte, Sasha, and Becky have.
I do have a question about Bayley for you.
Okay.
Do you think that they should change the merchandise?
No.
No? Okay.
From the hugger?
Well, not necessarily that. My problem with Bayley is that I don't like her merchandise because it's too kiddie.
But that's who her audience
is. Well, let me explain. I wish that they would have a balance. Like, they would have the kiddie shirts, but then have newer shirts come out that I could wear and not seem like a fucking tool.
You bought a Cena shirt and you look like a tool.
That's a dip. No, we're not going to talk.
Cena's still bright colored cartoon characters.
But they're not literally a cartoon character drawn in chalk like one of her shirts.
That's her best shirt.
That is not her best shirt.
It's the only one that doesn't say I'm a hugger. No, I don't think they will because that's not her target audience. But they will. She'll grow into more. It's just her thing now. That's what people love.
Yeah.
Everybody loves her. I think they would on main roster as well.
Yeah.
She is good for the kids. She's a good wrestler. She has a mean streak in her.
Mm-hmm.
She's still cute, so you still have that part of it. She fits all the molds that you need. I think she would be great. And I think she is a much needed for the women's division.
Roster. Yeah, definitely.
Just because she puts them back on the fucking map. Because right now I know people would say, well, Charlotte and Sasha and Becky make it not a joke anymore. No, those three aren't a joke.
Yeah.
We still have Lana and Summer Rae and fighting.
Naomi's still good.
And Brie.
Naomi is very underrated. And Eva Marie. Say that.
You know, you still have Alicia Foxes. You still have these women that can't hold a fucking candle. That's why Natalya didn't wrestle for so long. It wasn't believable for her to get beat.
What is the deal with Natalya right now, anyway?
Dude, she hasn't really wrestled properly in fucking years. I really think she's more of a trainer. I could be. This is me talking out of my ass. I don't know. I think maybe she doesn't want the title. She just wants to Jericho it and put people over.
I'm okay with that.
I am absolutely okay with that. So I would love to see Bayley come up. Maybe not right now. I think she has a rematch in her with Asuka.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't quit.
True.
She never said I quit. So can you see them doing a submission match between the two? That's usually how these things work out.
That'd be good.
Bayley is pulling submissions out and you didn't make me tap. I That'd guarantee I will make you tap next time. Submission match. Yeah. That'd be fucking awesome. I would love to see it.
Yeah, and, you know, going back to the NXT women's division right now, if Bayley gets brought up, I think Asuka would be as great as, like, the main.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. I think so.
Oh, I just want to see Asuka wrestle all day long.
Bayley's done everything she can do in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
She really has.
I used to not really think that it was time for her. Recently, I've been thinking that, yes.
I mean, just her position in the company and with the fans. You know, strike while it's hot. Vince, I guess is what I'm getting at. You leave her in NXT, people are going to suddenly like, okay, she's not winning anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're not going to do anything with her. Oh, she's Ziggler now. She went from being Cena to Ziggler. They're not going to do anything with her. Oh, okay. It's not that they're going to stop caring. They're going to stop being invested because they know. You're not gonna fucking. It's like Zack Ryder. People can want him to win that match at Mania all they want. He's only in there because Neville got hurt. They're not going to push him. He's been in the company for years, and they've never pushed him. Oh, he got the U.S. title for a while. They're not going to now. Let it go. Move on. He's Ziggles. I know you love, you hate when I fucking say that. Dolph Ziggler has had his chance.
Dolph Ziggler's fucking great.
They will never.
He fucking suck. He's so good.
He will never be a top guy.
I know.
Never.
It hurts me.
He never will. He missed his fucking window. But I love the Bayley match. I want Bayley to come up. I want Bayley to be on the podcast. I want to hug Bayley.
I hope she doesn't even fucking hug you.
She probably wouldn't. She'd be like, get off me, old fucker. Yeah. Like, oh, come
Bayley,
on.
Give me a hug. And she just looks like, no.
She's
no.
just really this foul mouth. She's from Brooklyn. She's like, oi, fuck off. You're like, ah.
Was that a Brooklyn accent?
I don't know. I don't know what that was. Oi.
Kyle.
She's cockney.
You want to talk about fucking WrestleMania now?
Make our some predictions?
Yeah, prediction time.
All right. Let's start with the Battle Royal.
Okay.
The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Okay.
Who do you predict wins, Lincoln?
Kane,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
My heart wants to say Bray Wyatt.
It's not going to be
Bray
Wyatt. It's not going to be Bray Wyatt.
But I'm going to go with Mark Henry.
Mark Henry. Okay. True, because he's going to leave the company.
He stated in passing that this is his last WrestleMania. He's going to retire. Right.
Okay, yeah.
As much as I don't like Mark Henry, he's been with the company a long fucking time.
Yeah. I respect Mark Henry.
Next to Taker and Kane and Big Show. I mean, he's up there in longevity. Let him go out with a win.
I'll talk a lot of shit about Big Show, but of course, I respect him for how long he's been in the company, blah, blah, blah.
He's done a lot. They've elevated a lot of people. If Mark Henry is retiring, give him the win.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a meaningless fucking battle royal.
I completely forgot that he said that it was
the battle royal means fucking nothing. It didn't do shit for Cesaro. It didn't do shit for Big Show. Just let Mark Henry take that fucking trophy home. Jesus Christ. That's all I want.
Is it the same trophy or is it a different trophy?
I think they each get one.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't know if each year they just made it bigger and bigger.
Honest prediction, it's probably going to be fucking Braun Strowman.
No, it's not going to be Braun Strowman.
I don't want it to
be. Why the fuck would it be Braun Strowman?
Why not?
Because he's just big. I'm sure he's a cool dude.
It means nothing because they want him to be a big guy.
Technically, if you want to get real technical, we could talk to Braun Strowman sometime.
I don't want to.
Because one of my coworkers actually knows Braun Strowman because he used to be friends with him when he was in Florida, when he was in NXT.
Yeah, good. I don't want to talk to him.
We could talk to him.
I don't give a fuck.
Be like, hey, Braun, what's up, dog? What's going on with your fucking shit?
Like, could you learn a move? Have you learned a move yet? Because that'd be fucking awesome.
Braun Strowman also really dropped off the map hard because they had him as like super unbeatable.
And then he got
choking people out.
Yeah, and then he got beat.
And then he got beat, and then it was boom.
He Rusev'd away.
Yep.
So I want Mark Henry to win.
Okay.
Pre-show matches.
What are the...
The Usos versus the Dudley Boys.
Is it just them?
Just them.
Dudley Boys.
See, I think the Usos are going
to
win.
True. Usos are supposed to be like really big with kids. I did not know this.
The Usos are huge.
I thought that nobody liked them.
No, we don't fucking like them. reason is the Usos are one of your top tag teams. They are.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not. Somebody's going to need to feud for those titles going down the road. I don't think it's the Dudleys. I think they're like a final run type thing.
Yeah, how long are they even going
to... Who knows? But they're not who you're going to use going forward in the future. I think you give it to the Usos. I don't give a fuck either way.
Yeah.
I really don't. I could see the Dudleys. I could see either team going, but I think it's going to be the Usos. Hey, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Ready for the big fucking match on the pre-show.
Yeah.
We got Team Bad and Blonde.
Oh, boy.
Tamina, Naomi, Summer Rae, Lana, and Emma versus Team Total Diva. Stick with me here. This is a good one. These are winners.
I know, I'm here.
Natalia, Paige, Brie, Alicia Fox, and our girl, little Natalie Eva Marie, who got booed so fucking bad when she...
Yeah, and she was supposed to be a face when she was running,
apparently, right? Even though she's been teaming on NXT as like the baddest fucking heel of all. I think she's going to turn her back on the team. I don't think she's a face. I don't know who wins this.
I hope the Total Diva team.
Usually wins. It's Total Diva because they want to promote the show.
Yeah. But because like Natalya and Paige.
I don't want to see Lana as a fucking wrestler. Just keep being fake Russian and dealing with Rusev.
Yeah, are they trying to push her as a wrestler now?
She's wrestling. She's been training.
Is she? Okay.
She's been feuding with Brie, which that's going nowhere because Brie's supposedly retiring.
Well, she's announcing her retirement. Raw after Mania, I'm pretty
sure. Is it a real retirement announcement?
As far as I'm aware, yeah.
You never know with wrestling.
I think they've said, like, fully, like, non-kayfabe, this is...
They did the same thing with Mark Henry.
Oh, that's right.
They announced on the website, said, this is real, and he came out, and then John Cena came out to congratulate him and went, fuck you, and he dropped him and fought him for the title.
Oh, that's right.
So I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's way more plausible, though.
I do, too.
Because it's not like she's been doing anything recently, other than using Daniel Bryan moves.
But she did say even if the retirement's real, she's still going to be on Total Divas. Mm-hmm. So we'll still see her.
Yeah.
Daniel
Bryan.
I don't care who wins this match. I really don't. I think it'll be Total Divas. I want to just see Emma kick some ass. She doesn't have the little half gloves.
Oh, really?
She got rid of the fucking half gloves. Thank God. All right. Main card.
What we got?
We're probably going to forget some matches. We have Ryback and Kalisto versus
who
the U.S. title.
Who fucking cares, honestly?
Ryback's going to win, right?
I don't know.
I don't give a fuck. Either one. They both are boring, and I don't like them.
We're probably triggering a lot of people, but I'm sorry. That's just how I feel.
And you mix styles that much in a match.
I don't hate Kalisto. I really don't.
I don't either. I respect the high flying. I just, it takes me out of... I can't suspend my disbelief that much when somebody has to wait for you to flip around them four times.
I was talking to somebody about it because I was, you know, referring to that I'm not a big fan of kind of like the luchador characters. Granted, I've not watched Luchador Underground or Lucha Underground. Mm. I've heard it's fantastic.
The matches are fun.
Yeah. And
but when you take a big power guy versus
it was explained to me, he was like, well, you'd probably like them if they fought each other. He was like, the reason why you probably don't like Kalisto is because nobody knows how to take his moves. Nobody knows how to do this stuff. Yep. So that's why I can't say that I really hate Kalisto as a wrestler.
But if you're going to have wrestlers like that still, bring back a cruiserweight title.
Yeah.
I think Ryback wins just because why not? Sin Cara is healthy. I see them bring the Lucha Dragons back.
Okay. See, that was the thing. I wasn't sure if they were going to do away with Lucha Dragons or if they were going to...
They're still around. I think Sin Cara was out injured. Shocker. Sin Cara got injured. Speaking of Sin Cara, we have the Intercontinental title ladder match where Kevin Owens defends against... Hold on to your fucking seats for this. Ziggler, Sami Zayn, The Miz, Sin Cara, Stardust, and Zack Ryder, Long Island IC. Internet champion himself, Zack Ryder. Who comes out on top, Lincoln?
My heart wants to say Sami Zayn. You thought I was going to say Ziggler, didn't you?
No, I thought you'd say Sami Zayn.
Who I want to win is Ziggler, of course. But I hope Sami Zayn gets it. I think that'd be good because Kevin Owens is defending it, right?
Yeah.
Then, come on. Sami Zayn has to get it.
I think Kevin Owens retains his title.
Really?
I think Kevin Owens wins.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I don't think Sami Zayn's quite ready. I think they just threw this match together like they always do just so everybody gets their chance. Mm. I think Kevin Owens retains.
Okay. I'd be okay with
it. So we'll see. What else do we got?
Well, Ambrose and Brock.
No, we can't get up there yet. Come on. Yeah, okay. Slow your fucking roll.
I'm sorry.
Slow your goddamn roll.
What the fuck else?
We have the New Day versus League of Nations in a handicap match.
Mm.
I think it's 4-on-3.
Yes, it is.
I give no shits about this match. I love the New Day.
Right now, I currently have a love-hate relationship with the New Day.
They need to lose the titles.
They're zany. They get zanier and zanier with each pay-per-view. I'm starting to not really care too much anymore because they can debut Bootios, which is great.
Yeah.
And you can do all that stuff. But
you can only go so far with it.
You can only go so far, and when your matches have just become the same shit, just over and over and over. I'm not saying they're bad matches.
But do you see League of Nations winning these titles?
I'm not sure, really.
See, I don't know. Because you look at the League of Nations, and Barrett supposedly leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have three guys left that are better suited in singles. They offer you so much more if you split them the fuck up.
Especially Sheamus. I think out of the three of them...
Make Rusev dominant again.
Yeah, the problem with Rusev is, unfortunately, he got buried by Cena. I wish that wasn't the case, but that's exactly what happened.
Well, you know, if you put the belt on, like, Ryback, the U.S. title, let's get the bigger guys separated.
And I thought Sheamus was fucking great when he had the world championship for a little
while. I know a lot of people didn't.
A lot of people shit on him really hard. I
like Sheamus.
Yeah, I like really Sheamus do. As well.
But yeah, I don't care about this match. I don't see you going from the two tag titles on a three-man team and putting it on a fucking four-man team.
Yeah.
It's stupid. I think the New Day keeps the titles, and I'm hopeful that Enzo and Cass challenge them for it.
I guess my thing was...
That'll probably be the goddamn Usos.
Yeah. The New Day, I want to see New Day and Enzo and Cass, of course. Because I think just the charisma of all of them, it'd be great. But match-wise... It's kind of like my Finn Balor syndrome of I want them to be better. I really wish that it wasn't a big ending and ending everything. I
hate that fucking move.
And there was just more. I don't know. There's just something. I can't even really describe it. There's just something that's missing with New Day right now.
Can you blame them or do you blame the lack of competition?
True.
There's only so many teams I can work with. Where did the fucking Matadors go off to?
Yeah, where did they go? Back to Spain?
I don't know. I would have been fine with them with the titles, in all honesty.
You know, now that I think about it, there really aren't that many tag teams.
Not that they're pushing.
Yeah.
Usos are all fighting the Dudleys. Mm-hmm. The Ascension, they don't win a fucking match.
Yeah, they just job for
don't know why you can't have that good heel tag team.
Yeah.
Considering, if don't count the League of Nations. You don't have a heel tag team.
Yeah, because as much as they want to say New Day are heels,
they're not.
No, they're over with tons and tons.
So you don't really have a heel tag team outside of the Ascension. Mm-hmm. Let the Ascension win some fucking matches then. Social Outcasts. Let them do something. The Wyatt family.
Yeah, what the fuck have the Social Outcasts been doing?
You know, I don't know. You just don't need the League of Nations together. They're guys, I hate Del Rio, but he can put on a decent match with somebody in a singles match. Mm. So let him just do it. Whatever.
You know, now that I think about it, I'm digging deep right now, Kyle. I'm understanding. Because New Day recently have only been fighting, like, Dudley's, Usos, and...
Oh, they've only been fighting League of Nations for a long time.
Yeah, like League of Nations. So I think if maybe they had more competition and stuff, that I would feel a little bit better about them. I still love New Day. But, you know.
I mean, they've already beat everyone that's on the roster.
Yeah.
There's no threat.
I wish that they would lose their title, personally.
Yeah. I don't think they're doing it at Mania.
No, I don't think so either.
All right. Here's where we see where you're really at. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Jericho versus AJ Styles.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I believe it'll be AJ.
It has to be AJ.
I was going to say, because Jericho is just putting him over as hard as he can.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't... So this is their fourth fucking match.
Yeah.
For God's sake, just let AJ beat him and move on. Mm-hmm.
Do you think he'll actually do the Styles Clash? Like a legit Styles Clash for Mania?
I think so. He has. Jericho could take it. They've done it in like match number two.
Yeah.
I think so. I think they need to let AJ shine here.
Well, it didn't finish him though in that match, remember?
No.
See, I'm saying like it finishes. Like AJ
doesn't
stop
smashing.
Oh, okay.
I wish it did. We'll see. But AJ has to win this fucking match.
Yeah. I like Jericho.
I do too. I like him a lot. But Jericho's not going to be there week in and week out like AJ is.
Yeah.
Jericho's job is to put people over. If he can job to Fandango at Mania, he can job to fucking AJ.
That's great. Thank you, Jericho. Hashtag right, so, thank you, Jericho.
We have our no-holds-barred street fight.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar.
Which you still think this match is going to suck. I disagree. I still think it's going to be good.
I hate hardcore matches.
I know.
Which is what this is.
I know.
They're fucking stupid.
Kyle, I just, in my heart of hearts, I know this is going to be the match.
Do you know why it makes me mad?
I know it's going to be match of the night.
That's fucking insane.
It's going to be match of the night.
Do you know why I hate hardcore matches?
Why?
They have nothing to do with fucking wrestling. You put people that can't wrestle... And hardcore matches. Give them that shit fucking gimmick because they can't carry a goddamn match. You're going to put Ambrose and Brock in that? Why?
Kyle, will you just believe in Ambrose?
No. Why would I? What reason has he given us?
Because he's the underdog. He's going to fight, dude. You think he's down? He's going
to
get back up.
How many times building up to this have they had Ambrose on top?
Just trying to be optimistic.
And I think they killed it the last time when... the Wyatt family confronted Brock. Did you see this a couple weeks ago? Mm. And Ambrose came out with weapons and attacked Brock. And Brock just took it from him and beat the fuck out of him with it and then broke the weapon in half. And then F5'd him and walked away. I have a feeling Ambrose is going to win this. And in all honesty, he shouldn't. Because they've given us no fucking reason to believe he has a chance.
No.
None. Oh, he has weapons now. Brock showed that they have little to no fucking effect on him. It's a match I don't really want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You could have done something better. Why not give us the Bray versus Brock?
You know, the thing with Ambrose versus Brock is that I do think, I know that what they wanted to do for Mania was have the Shield three-way.
Yeah.
I get it. They missed Reigns versus Ambrose, which is something that people actually want.
After Roadblock, I would have said Triple H and Ambrose and put Reigns against fucking Brock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rematch him. I know people are excited about this match, but really take a step back and look at it.
I will agree. The only reason why that I am trying to be incredibly optimistic about it is because I do really like Ambrose.
I think it will
and
be.
And I hope that it's a good match.
I think it will be as good as it can be. What I'm hopeful for is I wish they wouldn't have made it a street fight. I wish they would have made it just no DQ so they at least stay in the fucking ring.
Yeah.
I still think Brock is coming out on top.
Yeah.
I really do. I hope so.
I guess the thing with that is that just where is Brock going to go from here?
Home? Brock isn't an everyday player. He's not going to be around forever. Can you go from, Mania the past 2 years to losing to Dean Ambrose?
Yeah.
And this is a guy that I know they showed down their throat. It's the guy that beat the fucking streak.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that basically beat two people at the same time and got screwed out of his title last year.
Yeah.
Or, just manhandle your top guy. And you're going to have him lose to Dean Ambrose?
The thing I hope is that I would love for Brock Lesnar to just kind of disappear for a little bit.
Oh, I think he will. He'll be gone after Mania.
And then come back when Rollins is 100%.
Oh, he'll be gone for quite a while. Yeah. That's the way it works. I guess my thing is you build up this whole thing with Dean Ambrose of no matter how bad you beat me, I'll always come back. That loses some of his muster if he wins.
Mm-hmm.
The point should be he gets his ass beat. He loses. He shows up on Raw all fucking taped up and comes to the ring and wants a rematch.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you build that character. He doesn't need to win. It's unbelievable to me if he wins, even with fucking weapons. We've seen Brock in weapons matches. Mm-hmm. We've seen him in a fucking cell. Doesn't stop him.
What about a swerve interference?
From who?
Mick Foley.
Oh, that old fucking man.
What would you do? What would you do? Ambrose? Brock? Mick Foley comes out? Awesome.
It'd be fucking horrible. Mick Foley can barely walk. You're going to tell me he's going to do any damage to Brock Lesnar?
No, I know he's not going to come out.
I am afraid that Mick Foley and Terry Funk will make appearances to try to help Ambrose.
Mm, yeah, I can see that.
Which is sad. And hopefully one of them can take an F5.
Oh, which one do you think? Mick Foley
can't. They can't.
Mick Foley would do it, though.
I don't think Vince would let him.
Mick Foley is like the main character of the wrestler.
I don't know, because Mick Foley can't hardly walk anymore.
Yeah, true.
I'm not invested in this match. The build has been fine, albeit cartoony. Last Raw was cartoony. When Brock and Paul Heyman are in the ring talking, mm-hmm. and Ambrose music hits, and he comes out with a little red wagon, and pulls weapons out from under the ring, fills his wagon, goes back up the ramp. Like, he didn't even acknowledge Brock Lesnar. He looked like a little fucking kid pulling a wagon. And Brock is in the ring laughing at him.
Yeah.
I don't understand that I'll never say never. You're just dumb. There's a certain point where you're just an idiot, you know?
Do you think Brock kind of has Cena syndrome for, like, burying people?
No.
Not necessarily burying people, but just, like, my thing with Brock right now is that
he's too dominant?
I don't think that's
not his fault, though.
Okay.
I think when he fought Cena at Night of Champions, or wherever it was, and he just completely demolished Cena, where do you go from there? I think they set the bar too high for him.
Yeah.
And you have him beat the Taker streak, and the Taker comes back 2 years later and wants a rematch. You haven't beat him again. To me, it's not believable for Ambrose to win this match.
Mm.
He's not the guy that should beat Brock now.
He's not a wizard.
You know, like, he's just not the guy. Whatever. That's just my two cents.
What's the next match, Kyle?
Well, we'll save what I think will be the main event for last. Triple H versus Roman Reigns.
You don't think that's going to be the main event? You think Shane and Taker.
I think Shane and Taker will be main event. For one, it's a Hell in the Cell.
Mm-hmm.
It has higher stakes than the title, sadly.
Well, the only thing about that I disagree with is because if you look at all of the WrestleMania stuff, it is Triple H and Roman Reigns on it.
Not all of it.
Yeah, it fucking is. Every email I've gotten from WWE shows Roman Reigns and Triple H looking at each other. If you go to the app, it's Roman Reigns and Triple H. If you go to the website, it's Roman Reigns and Triple H looking at each other. All the stuff that we got at GameStop has Roman Reigns and Triple H looking at each other.
On the bus,
it is Roman Reigns and Triple H looking at each other.
If you look on the side of the building, though, there are three people that you did not mention. We haven't talked about that match yet.
Yeah.
For one reason, Shane is fighting for control of Raw, right? Mm.
Yeah.
Let's say he wins.
Mm-hmm.
This is before Triple H and them come on. Well, now you just added another dynamic to Triple H's match.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's the authority. Do you need that? You see, like, the dichotomy to me doesn't make sense. Or are you going to come out like, oh, Triple H is off his game because he just lost control of everything?
Well, like, I mean, they could do that. They need a reason to make you believe that Roman Reigns.
The reason I don't think it will be the last match is because they are smart enough. I'm giving them the chance to be smart enough. If you want your fans to go home happy, you want them to go home cheering.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to do that with Roman Reigns. I don't. I really don't. So, no, I do not think it'll be the main event. No. But anyway, who do you think wins? Are you really thinking about that? Between Triple H and Roman Reigns?
Here's the thing.
Who should win?
Triple H.
Triple H should absolutely win. Yeah. For one, he's a better wrestler.
The thing about Roman Reigns, I've thought long and hard about this. I wish he was good.
Yeah.
I really do. Because it would be nice to not hate him for a day.
Well, when they teamed him back up with Ambrose, you liked him.
Exactly. Because
he has personality. It's really weird.
I was like, oh, okay. I actually kind of finally
realized, like, why I liked the Shield. Yeah. He was a much different person.
But him just solo, it just doesn't... I just don't get it.
No, I think, especially if Shane wins Hell in a Cell, I think it would be good dynamic that Triple H retains his title. It's because just, you know, then you could have the power struggle of, you took over Raw from me, I'm still your goddamn champion.
Mm.
Like, I still have some pull here because I have this belt. This title gives me power. I think it would be a good struggle. I don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah, the problem is that they've been this Roman Reigns storyline for so long.
How many times can you have Reigns miss out?
Yeah.
And lose? Just put it the fuck on him.
Yeah, and the thing is I want to think that maybe they're doing it because you want to root for him as an underdog, but you've shown that nobody gives a shit when he's still the underdog.
They're making him more heelish in this.
Yeah.
He's attacking Triple H in his limo, attacking him here, attacking him there. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Let's look at the build-up between the two matches on the last draw. Last draw opens with Undertaker in the ring. Shane comes out. They talk. They start punching. Shane hits him in the head with a briefcase or some sort. Lays him on the announce table. Climbs to the top rope. Elbow drops him through the fucking announce table. That's your Mania hype for that. Triple H hides behind a curtain and attacks Roman Reigns as the Dudley boys sucker him out. Later, Roman Reigns attacks Triple H. And then Triple H attacks Roman. That was the build-up on the last draw for that.
Yeah.
Fans are more excited for Shane and Taker than they are Triple H.
And you know, Triple H versus Ambrose would have been so much better.
It was. Roadblock was really good. But then we hear backstage stories of them saying that Ambrose isn't a top guy.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Did you watch fucking Roadblock?
Can you please just get your head out of your ass and understand?
The fans like him because he's relatable. Mm-hmm. It's fucking dumb. All right, so Shane... So we're both in agreement. Roman Reigns is walking out that fucking time.
Yeah.
Shane and Taker. This one is iffy because it...
Well, you forgot the Divas.
Not yet. That's the one we're looking most forward to. We're saving that for last.
Okay. I thought you were waiting for... Okay, I get you.
Shane and Taker, Hell in a Cell.
Mm-hmm.
If Shane wins, he has control of Raw.
Mm-hmm.
But if Taker loses, it's his last Mania match, which will be bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know because the other day I was rewatching WrestleMania 7 when it was Warrior versus Macho in a retirement match, and Macho lost. And then Macho wins the title at WrestleMania 8, just so you're aware.
Yeah.
So it's bullshit, but who do you think comes out on top there? Shane or Taker?
Shane.
I think Shane's going to win.
Yeah.
How is the big question?
That's the thing. I feel like...
He's not beating him clean.
An interference has to happen, and I think it is going to be Sting.
I do too.
It will be anybody.
Because Sting fucked up in an interview and said he's not really retired. He won't retire until he fights Taker. Now, granted, that interview was released on April 1st.
True.
So we'll see. We did not watch the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Hasn't aired yet.
Yeah, Kyle.
Oh, it's totally a lie. But so maybe Sting says something there.
Yeah.
I think if he's healthy, it will be Sting interfering. I don't know if he will be the only one interfering.
True.
It is WrestleMania, so I could easily foresee.
Well, isn't The Rock going to be there too?
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's going to. I could see The Rock, Austin, or Shawn Michaels having a say in it. I hope they don't do that because...
I think it would probably be Shawn Michaels out of those three that would be more plausible. I don't see Stone Cold doing anything like that.
Austin taking control from Triple H? Or The Rock taking control from Triple H? Shawn Michaels would be the most likely to help Triple H.
True, yeah.
The other guys hate him.
Triple H?
They were in DX.
Okay, I just blacked out. I don't know why I thought Bret Hart for some reason.
No. I guess if you look at it, they're not helping Shane as much as helping to take away the authority. So I can absolutely see them all do that. Do they have it in them?
Yeah.
Physically.
That's still why I go back to Stone Cold not doing it. I don't know what he would do.
Well, you got to think, though. They're in Texas.
Yeah.
So you got Austin and Michaels live there.
Oh, fuck. If they both came out, the pop would be real.
So... But if you're going to do that, then Sting needs to keep his ass in the back.
Yeah.
I think if it's going to be Sting, it needs to just be fucking Sting, personally. I don't know. I'm curious about it.
Yeah, it's hard.
I'm curious to see if Shane does the Mankind bump. It's something Shane would fucking do. I hope to God Shane does not come off the top of that fucking Hell in a Cell. But it's something Shane McMahon would do. I don't want to see it.
I don't see that caliber happening. There's no way. He's too old.
Doesn't mean anything. I don't see Vince letting him do it in a PG era.
Yeah.
I hope not. I don't want to see it.
There's just so much room to fuck up.
Yeah, I just, Please don't do it. Keep it in the ring.
I think there's going to be something crazy.
Yeah, Shane is going to win. I'm pretty confident Shane is going to win, but it's not going to be clean, obviously.
It would be nice if...
And it will not be Taker's last WrestleMania.
What I wish in a perfect world is that Sting does interfere, Shane wins, they build Sting versus Taker retirement match for the next WrestleMania.
Which the only problem I have with that is if that was the plan all along, let's say, then Brock should have never ended the streak.
True.
The streak should have ended in a dirty way leading up to this match we've all supposedly wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. Everybody's wanted for all their fucking lives to see two geriatric old fuckers fight. All right. Which last time we watched Sting fight, he almost died. Yay. That's what I want to see. All right. And then the last match is the Divas. It's still Divas.
Mm.
Divas triple threat. We probably missed a match, didn't we?
Nah.
I don't give a fuck.
It doesn't matter.
Divas triple threat. Yeah. Charlotte, Sasha, Becky.
Mm-hmm.
This is one I keep going back and forth on who's going to win.
Regardless, I do not think Charlotte is going to win. I think Charlotte's going to drop it.
I think Charlotte could retain.
Really? I hope she drops it.
I do too.
Not, and that's not out of my disdain for Charlotte. It's more of Sasha and Becky would, I think it would be better if one of them had the title.
Which
Charlotte
one of those do you think wins? I want to say Sasha, but if you look at the build up to this.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Sasha hasn't been getting the rub, so to speak, in my
They've
opinion.
They've been building Becky really hard.
Becky has. But they could be building Becky as that plucky upstart that just quite won't make
it. Yeah, that just, you know, almost gets
it. Where I could see Charlotte retaining, like I was telling you earlier, is if they pulled a Paige AJ the day after Mania. Charlotte's bragging about how I beat everybody on the roster. I beat the best too. Blah, blah, blah. Who else is for me? Fucking Bayley's music hit. She comes out impromptu. She wins the title.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to do that again because they did it with Paige and AJ and it meant a lot when they did it.
Yeah.
Please don't do it again. But it's wrestling and the finish to Finn Balor's mojo. I've seen this the third fucking time I can remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Special, oh my God, I can't believe that happened ending.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think Becky comes out on top, though, as my final prediction. Even though I would be okay with Sasha. Yeah. If my Bayley theory came true, I'd be okay with Charlotte. Who's coming out in the fucking flare robes, by the way.
Which we knew. We knew.
I'm just excited, though, that the ladies are getting WrestleMania
entrances. So here's the thing. I wanted to talk about this because I was going to talk about entrances, but I only really give a shit about these entrances.
It's like, who's getting grand entrances?
Okay, so Charlotte is going to come out in Ric Flair, whatever. We already knew that. Becky, I think they're going to go full steampunk.
Oh, I hope so.
Like, she has like a fucking steam jetpack or something. That'd be crazy. Sasha, I think is going to come out with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he'll totally be there.
Okay with that. Other WrestleMania entrances, Triple H. I don't know what his entrance is.
Triple H will get like the throne or something again.
Yeah.
I don't know if Reigns is getting one though.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck are they going to do? Reigns needs to stop coming out from the crowd.
He has been.
Yeah.
He has not been.
But he needs like an actual entrance.
Needs to change his thing.
And
he
it's
needs
not the Shield thing.
What he needs to do is change something up, do something new here. Cena's going to be at Mania as well, so he could always interfere.
That's right. Yeah.
Forgot about that. Tangent.
Taker is going to walk for 30 minutes to the ring.
Yeah.
Shane O'Mac is going to dance.
Oh, it's going to be great.
New Day, apparently we're not the only people that believe that they're going to come out in unicorns.
That's been a rumor that they're coming out on fucking riding unicorns. Yeah.
Which, that'll be pretty great.
We'll see if that's true.
Fuck are the Usos going to do?
Well, they won't do anything. They're on the fucking pre-show.
Oh, that's right. That's
not everybody gets a goddamn grand entrance, you know?
Why not? WrestleMania.
Yeah. Not everybody does it. Do you think anyone will have their music played live? I almost, speaking of that, instead of throwing, I almost wonder if Triple H is going to do something.
A Motorhead, yeah.
For Motorhead.
I think that's definitely plausible. What if he comes out and his fucking, his skull thing instead is the fucking Motorhead skull?
It could be.
That'd be cool.
That'd be pretty cool. I can see him doing something for Lemmy.
Yeah, who is going to get live music? Well, Snoop Dogg, because I definitely think that's going to be that.
I don't think it is. Because I was watching some diaries, video diaries,
uh-huh.
And it was the guy that does the music, and he was holding his phone up for Sasha to hear her music. She's like, it's fucking awesome. Makes me think it's not Snoop. I don't know. Will anybody get live music? Nobody really has that kind of music anymore. I would say Triple H, but that's not happening.
No.
Roman Reigns and Ambrose are just bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, nobody.
I don't think anybody will, really, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be.
Oh, God. What if it's AJ?
Oh.
I want to find that shit, man.
Oh, what about Jericho, though?
Could be. I don't see them getting grand entrances.
True. Well, they'll have kind of big pyros and all that.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Special entrances.
Yeah.
All right. Final prediction, Lincoln.
Becky. Okay. I'm going to say Becky.
Here's one more prediction I need from you.
Okay.
What is the first match on WrestleMania proper, not pre-show? What's going to open the show? I'm going to guess the same thing that opens the show every year, but what are your opinion? I'm probably right.
The ladder.
Yeah. Yep. The ladder match will open.
That is my safe prediction. My ballsy prediction, Brock and Ambrose.
Yeah. I don't think it will be.
No.
I think it's the ladder match. I think Kalisto and Ryback will probably get the fucking piss break match before the main event.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, you know, we'll see. All in all, it's probably going to be shit.
Hey, at least I got Eva Marie to sit next to.
You do. Be excited for that picture. Don't forget about our Rumble bet. She's looking over us right now. All of her sexy glory.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. That's it. We'll probably talk forever.
All right.
Watch TakeOver Dallas. Fucking awesome.
Watch it. And we're going to watch Mania.
Yeah. Mania. WrestleMania.